JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, has your body ever resisted arrest? There's an app for that. And later, do you know your rights as a consumer? The CAC shares some tips. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Boy, throughout the year move fast. I sue some again, you know.
So we have time for the fidelity.
Well, me no want to stay in the house, you know. So me go look at some job.
Where are you going to find that?
No, no yet, you know. But I want to check out the Hope Youth Summer Program.
Good idea. Might as well. Me try to do that too. Tell me when you are going to apply.
And now we're too long, you know. I'm going right now to apply.
The Hope Youth Summer Work Program, bringing work and career experience to Jamaica's youth 17 to 29 years old. Application period February 12 to April 13. Apply now at any HeartTrust NTA or NYS office islandwide. For more information, call 754-9816-8.
On Friday, March 16, the world will wake up to global activities in observance of World Sleep Day. Rest assured that Jamaica will be playing its part with our own local theme, Wake Up to Sleep Disorders. Experts say sleep deprivation can result in a number of harmful effects, especially if experienced over prolonged periods of time. The effects include depression, attention deficit disorders, high blood pressure, and even weight gain. The Jamaica Midlife Health Society, JMHS, will host a sleep symposium at the St. Andrew Parish Library on Wednesday, March 28. Leading up to the symposium, however, the Society will be out and about, spreading the word about the importance of catching those sometimes elusive Z's.
We saw a lot of patients coming to us with different ailments, and when you go to a root cause of it, you know, you see the patient's lacking sleep. You know, sleep is important. Sleep is the single predictor of long life. Better than medicine, better than exercise, better than diet, better than everything. You should sleep at least 7 hours, 7 hours every night. Those of us who are around saying, I only sleep 3 hours and I'm proud of it, is all bad. It's actually unfortunate that we're learning this so late in life.
JMHS President Dr. William Brown. He adds that there are growing concerns about insomnia and drowsy driving, which has led to serious road accidents in a number of cases. The symposium, again to be held at the St. Andrew Parish Library on Wednesday, March 28, is free and open to the public. Can you name any of the four goals that make up the country's National Development Plan? Goal 3 aims for a Jamaican society that is secure, cohesive, and just. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the PIOJ at 906-446-324 to learn more.
Hey, you. Yes, you, sir, with the canned beef, and you, little miss, with the mango and salt. Go easy upon the salt for me, please. It tastes good, don't. But guess what? A hit CM1 are gonna raise up your blood pressure.
This message was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service.
On March 15, Jamaica celebrated World Consumer Rights Day. Here's a reminder of some of your rights and responsibilities as a consumer. You have the right to be heard and to represent consumer interests. You also have the responsibility to speak out, to inform manufacturers and governments of needs and wants. Call the Consumer Affairs Commission at 906-5425 for more info. On our community notice board, Technological Solutions Limited and the Mona School of Business and Management are inviting the public to attend a free forum entitled Achieving Prosperity Through Export-Led Growth on Tuesday, March 20 at 6 p.m. at the Faculty of Law Lecture Room 3. Come to the UWI Mona campus and hear facts from experts on how to grow your business through export. For more details, call 632-3210. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.